broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to the Ask the Fellas Show, where everyone can be a fella.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
It worked out. Hey. I didn't even know if you should have started it or I should have started it.
I don't know. We just went.
Or the fellas, the fans should have started it for us.
I know. What the fuck? So we got a two-man show today, man.
I don't think it's going to work, bro.
It may not work. So you guys may or may not hear this, but we're going
to
do it.
Well, all I know is we're trying our best to try to get lubricated enough. But not in that way.
Oh, shit. Let me put this away real quick.
No, I mean, like, you know, the beer. We brought out the
you got some libations.
The hazy IPA.
Yeah, that's going to get me in trouble.
It's the racist beer.
That's the racist beer.
My God. I remember when we drank it that first time, we couldn't say anything that wasn't racist. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, we almost didn't have a show. Cherokee took out so much shit. It was like, damn.
Man, yeah, that fucking beer is dangerous, bro.
Yeah.
I'm drinking some other shit. What you're drinking is...
The hazy.
Little Thing IPA from Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
And that should just make my fucking voice crack. And I'm drinking Nelson from Alpine Beer Company, which is like a 7% beer, which with one, I'm already kind of feeling it.
And that's an IPA too.
That's an IPA, but this motherfucker explodes in your face, so you got to be careful.
Oh yeah, that's why they call him Tyrone.
No,
damn, I'm already started.
Fucking racist,
dude. Tell them what you found out today about. It's not just IPAs,
dude. I found out that there are IPLs, and what I mean by that is Indian Pale Lagers. Did you know about this?
I did not.
This is the first I've heard of them. And so I want to know if they're as delicious as IPAs. Because when I drink an IPA, man, it's like one of those things where you need to be careful. If I drink two, I'm fine. But then after that, like, dude, your body starts feeling it the next
right,
day.
It
fucks you up, bro.
Yeah. I wonder if the lager is going to be like a little lighter. Mm. Like a little bit lighter. So maybe it'll allow you to drink more than two.
I hope so.
Yeah, because with IPAs, you drink more than two, you're going to feel it.
Because I think there's a big backlash against IPAs. People, like, talk shit. People that drink Budweiser love talking shit about IPAs. Like, they say that that's not even a fucking beer. That's for fucking sissies and all kinds of shit.
Really?
But that shit kind of puts you on your ass, man.
No, yeah, it'll fucking hit, bro. Like, I haven't had a Budweiser in fucking 20 years probably, but it tasted like shit back then. I'm sure it still tastes like shit.
No, you gotta have one, but you gotta like pour it in a glass.
Really? That makes a difference?
It makes a huge difference, man. It fucking opens up and it has a different taste to it.
So the Budweiser, we're talking about the red can, right?
The red can, yeah.
Damn.
And it's very tasty. I didn't know this until I had one in a glass. And it's not even a chilled glass, a regular fucking glass.
Oh, wow.
And it had one of those that were like, oh, what the fuck am I drinking? And I looked at the can, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I may have to redact my statement. I'm going to try that shit, man. But beers, man, beers are fucking... I heard as a kid, Cherokee, like I would taste beer and I, you know, beer has always tasted like shit. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, fuck. And I would see like my tios and my dad like drinking beer and eating. And I'd be like, man, how are they doing that shit? And even in college, I remember even in college when I started drinking beer, I was like, I go, you know what? I can't drink and eat. Like, this is fucking gross.
It is fucking gross. It's still gross to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now I can drink a nice cold beer and it'd be like refreshing.
But which one are you talking about?
I can drink anything.
Well, really?
Like a IPA, or I can drink like a half, or I can drink a Dos Equis, a Modelo. All
right.
Like I think for food for me, like a Modelo is pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, a Pacifico.
Yeah, if I'm eating some like mariscos or something,
yeah,
and I get that Modelo with a lot of like some good lemon and salt, man, that shit is delicious.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. But as you can see, like it's just your fucking palate changes.
Yeah,
and you just get used to shit, man.
Yeah,
or maybe you just get used to eating shit.
You know what? That might be it. Because the first time that I was ever able to buy a beer, I would go to the Arco station right there on El Segundo in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't ask for ID. I'd just roll up in my fucking caddy. And I would show up and I fucking pay my $2 for a fucking beer. And we would get the dumbest shit. You know, we'd get like MGD fucking 40 ounce or 32 ounce or whatever it was. And, you know, we'd just drink that. And then I somehow heard about Boston Lager, like Samuel Adams Boston Lager.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, oh, this has got to be one of those good beers, you know? It's for white people. God damn, that shit tasted like shit.
But this was before you were 21.
This was way before I was 21. Okay. I was probably 18 or 19 at the
time. Damn.
But, you know, it's an acquired taste. But once you start liking it, you start appreciating it for the nuances of fucking beer.
Right.
You know, the shit that gets you fucked up.
Hell yeah. But you can still appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to appreciate
but
it.
Yeah, but I remember we went through a lot of shit beer, man. I remember going through, you're fucking Tequiza? Well, that's not even a beer.
God, what the fuck is
that? Was that like tequila and beer, maybe?
Maybe.
It was called the Tequiza?
That's got to be the first seltzer, right? It's the first type of seltzer drink.
That shit tasted like piss, bro. Not that I sit around drinking piss, but... But no, it wasn't good. No, it wasn't good, but it did the job, I guess.
Yeah. Remember Zima?
I've never had a Zima.
Me either.
Was that the non-alcoholic or was it? Some alcohol in it?
All I know, it had alcohol, but it was clear. And I don't know what it tasted like, but it must have been one of those fucking Smirnoff type of drinks, you know? Like Smirnoff Ice, have you heard of that shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We used to pound those in the parking lot, which was not a good idea.
Not a great idea. But yeah, those beers, they kind of fucked it up for the rest of the beers because they didn't taste like beer. And they weren't really actual beer, so it kind of skewed the fucking sample, you know what I mean?
Right.
But once you start getting, I mean, this is the thing. We grew up in the hood. I grew up in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up in the hood, too?
Till I was 10.
Okay, so well, that's still, that's,
yeah, you're up a
that's
little a bit.
Big part, right?
Yeah.
After that, you went to where?
To Southgate. Well, you know what? Technically, it was still kind of hoodie because it was just across the tracks from Watts.
Listen, anybody from Southgate is still going to say that they're hood, even though, like...
It's a different hood, bro.
It's a different type of hood.
It's a different type of hood. I can admit to that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not as dangerous. I just want to say dangerous because it was dangerous when we grew up, right? It's not as dangerous as where we grew up.
Right.
You grew up in Watts.
Yeah.
Which to me was like the worst of the worst.
Yeah. No, when I left Watts for Southgate, I felt like I moved to Bel Air, bro. Like it was still hoodie in Southgate, but I felt safe.
So you moved in with your auntie and auntie?
Hell yeah.
Auntie and uncle? Yeah. I'm sorry.
My auntie and uncle. No, this was before that was cool jerk.
Okay.
that didn't exist back then, man.
Yeah, but back then, man, we somehow we got into like drinking Mickey's.
Big mouth Mickey's, right?
Yeah.
The grenades.
The little grenades too. Mm-hmm. And then we fucking went into the Old E. And was where we fucked up, bro. Cause we thought, like, ah, man, I could drink Mickey's. I could drink a 40. I could drink an Old E too.
Damn.
No, you can't.
That's crazy, bro.
No, you can drink a 22 Old E and you'd be fine, but you cannot drink an Old E 40. That shit'll fuck you up.
Because was that on the same level as like a King Cobra, or is that different?
I've never had a King Cobra or a St. Ives.
Okay.
But that's the Old E is like the worst that I got into, man.
St. Ives, was that more like a flavored?
I don't know what it was because I never had it. It's still a malt liquor for sure.
You know what fucked me up? A fucking, what is it called? A Cisco.
Oh!
I had never had a Cisco before. And we were smoking. Like, during that time, we were smoking a lot. And they're like, what are you going to drink? And I'm like, man, I don't want to drink a lot of shit because then I feel bloated. I'm like, what's something that'll get me fucked up? And we went to the liquor store and they're like, oh, get a Cisco, right? And I remember it was like that berry one or some shit.
Yeah.
And I had never had a fucking Cisco. I'm like, man, I'm going to fuck this shit up. Like, it ain't shit. Dude, I drank that one and I fucking passed out, bro. That shit fucked me up.
Did it taste like anything? Like, it just tasted good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It tasted good. And
like fruit juice almost.
Right. And thank God there were no videos on cell phones and shit. Because the brothers thought it was fucking hilarious while I was passed out to, like, blow fucking smoke in my face. And I was inhaling all that shit, and they were saying I was like taking it in through my nose and like blowing it out.
I'm like,
I guess I was breathing that fucking. I go, y'all motherfuckers were getting me fucking high while I was like passed out, like,
bro,
not cool, man. But yeah, but Cisco did me in, man. After that was the first and last time I ever drank Cisco, man. I don't fuck with Cisco.
I never fuck with Cisco, man. One, because my uncle got dropped off by the cops, 1, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock day. Fucked up, throwing up in his fucking lap.
Oh shit!
On Cisco, and it was just repeating that. My dad would repeat that shit, like, oh, he was drinking Cisco, whatever the fuck Cisco was. So when we went to Ralph's and we saw Cisco like on like one of those displays, he said like, oh yeah, that's the shit that he was drinking. So I was like, I never wanted to touch this stuff.
Yeah, nah, don't do it, Jerky.
I can
vouch for that.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hey, Victoria, some listener wrote in or sent in a little meme where this guy's asking some dude and his girlfriend,
yeah,
would you rather you blow your friend or your girlfriend blow your friend? I think that's how it went.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was something like that. Yeah, I saw that one.
And that fucked me up more than any fucking also question ever, bro.
You know what? It may have fucked you up more than it fucked me up, bro. Cause,
what?
Because I was like, I'm going to shout out Brian Reyes, man. I think he sent it to you too, probably.
That was our meme fucking dealer.
Yeah, he was our meme supplier right there.
Fucking dealer right
there.
Yeah,
and I told him, I'm like, bro, I'm not sucking no dick.
What?
And so then at that point I'm like, wait, so that means my girl has to do it.
And is she gonna do it in private or do you have to watch?
God, man.
That's gotta be a fucking deal breaker, right?
Yeah, that's tough.
That is really fucking tough.
Because at that point that turns you into a cuck.
Yes.
If you're watching.
And,
yeah.
And this is your best friend. It's not just any old friend.
Oh, it's your best friend.
It's your best friend. And I remember the meme, it said your best friend.
Fuck.
So would you blow your best friend or would you allow your girl to blow your best friend? And it's just two choices. That's it. Yeah. That's all you get.
Would you make the decision or would you consult?
Consult who?
With your girl.
Okay. That's fucking terrible.
With your best friend. Do you want to get blown by me or by my girl? Imagine that he says by you.
Who do you think is better?
I suck a mean dick.
Terrible, bro. There's no way there's any winners there.
No, of course not.
This is fucking horrible.
Yes, of course not. But you didn't have an answer for it?
Hell no. Dude, this is the worst. This is worse than it's fucking your cousin.
Right. I'd rather fuck my cousin. Like option C. Yeah, but for me, I was just like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to like be like, yeah, I'd take the bullet.
Take what? Like, you'd blow your friend?
Yeah. I don't know if I would want to do that. Where it would be like, you know, okay, well, if my girl does it, fuck. Like, I wouldn't be happy about it, but.
You can live with that?
But it wouldn't be her first rodeo.
Sure, but you can live with that, right?
He's my best friend, huh?
Yeah. Would you give up your best friend?
I'd be like, hey, let me see your dick real quick. And he got a little dick. I'd be like, all right.
You blow him if he's a little.
No, I wouldn't blow him. I'd be, let my girl blow him.
Oh, if he's got a little dick.
Yeah.
All right, because you know that your girlfriend was laughing at it. At the same time.
She'd probably be like picking her teeth and shit with it.
wait. Okay, so by averages, the law of averages, he'd have a little dick because any of your friends would have a smaller dick than you. Right?
I would imagine. I would hope so. I'm going to say I would hope so. Shit, but nah, it's a fucked up question.
It
man.
Is a fucking man ridiculous. It's there's no way you could answer this and actually get away with it,
right?
Because you'd have to give up your girl, right? As soon as she does it, you're like you're fucking, you know, like yeah. It's one of those the Chappelle Show things, right? You don't remember the Chappelle?
Which one was it? The
blind white supremacist.
Oh yeah.
Right. He divorced his wife. that, you know, because she's okay with being a lover of black people.
Right.
And he's black. It doesn't fucking make sense. But so you let him blow him.
Right.
But you divorce her because she blows other guys.
But see, but the thing is, like, what's the consequence? Where's the prize? Like, what?
No, there is no prize.
Exactly.
That's
like,
it. You just got a choice. There's a fork in the road. You got to do it in order to fucking pass go. That's it. It's a no-win situation, bro.
Yeah.
Like, in order to keep living, both of
you
guys.
Oh, okay. Well, see, in order to keep living. You know, I think, as shady as this sounds, I think I would consult with my girl and be like, bro, like what's going to happen? Like, but then what if she's like, I'll do it.
Yeah, what if?
And then it's like, what the fuck?
Dude.
Yeah,
that's rough.
It's a big mind fuck, bro.
That's rough,
man.
Bro.
Fuck you, Brian Reyes.
That Brian Reyes, bro. You know what? Everybody fucking add Brian Reyes, and then you know just send him a message and tell him you know fuck you, Brian Reyes. This is fucked up. Like you know, like this is basically a question to all of the fellas out there: would you fucking do it?
Yeah, I think we'll post it. We'll post it up and we'll get a. We'll get a little poll going and shit.
Oh, please don't. No. Say poll.
I said no pun intended.
This is Ramon.
Stabs.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, Victorious.
What's up, man?
I think my wife is really pissed at you, bro.
Is she?
She wants to know what contest in hell did she win to win a trophy like me?
Dude, oh, because I called you a trophy.
Yeah,
husband.
She's like, "What the fuck? What the fuck? You? How did I? Why did I win you? There's no fucking contest."
Did she try to take? Did she try to call you a participation trophy?
She's like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know, man. She shouldn't be that mad, man. You are. Right.
You know what? I mean, the ladies they really kind of like patted it a little bit. But I don't know what that meant. I think what you meant was arm candy.
There you go. Arm candy.
Yeah. Okay. Because she's like, what the like, fuck? Like, no. Like, you're not a fucking prize.
What? Why would she tell you
that? I don't know, bro.
What did you do, Cherokee?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, yeah, but I guess I meant arm candy in a sense, right? Like a trophy wife. Because when people say trophy wife, Is that the same as arm candy, or does that mean a trophy wife is just like a Stepford wife?
I have no idea. No, I know what I mean. But it, like, she just says like,
what did I do to win?
The hell did I win to deserve you? God damn! Like, thank you,
man.
No, my wife is really funny. Like the other day, I let her borrow my car, right?
Yeah.
And my car has like these little fucking buttons that you could push, right?
Yeah.
And one is like the sports mode. Oh
shit.
God. When you put sports mode, bro, watch out, bro.
It'll pick up.
Oh shit. It's like it sounds different. The car fucking even lifts to go faster, bro.
Stop.
I'm not kidding, bro. You feel it fucking lift a little bit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
When you accelerate or it just...
No, it just... You push the fucking button.
And it just kind of lifts.
Like, you feel it.
Stop.
Yeah, there's like some... Like it goes from like fucking four cylinder to six cylinder like right away, right? And then you put I like it on Eco Pro, right?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yes, because that shit is like I'm gonna save gas.
That's a gas saver.
Yes, I'm like I'm trying to get to 40 miles per gallon, right? So like I told her I let her borrow my car. I was like, because I had to fix her car, right? So
yeah.
I was like, oh, just you know, take my car. I'll fucking go fix your car. And I was like, you know what? Put it on Eco Pro. And she fucking wrote back. Or she fucking called me or texted back. She's like, the fuck is Eco Pro? Slow as fuck? I'm like, what the fuck?
Fucking turtle. It has a turtle on it.
I couldn't stop laughing. She is fucking hilarious, man.
She drove that shit. She put it on sport, drove 12 miles, and wasted half a tank.
I fucking laugh. When she gets on her shit, she fucking
that
makes
is
me
funny,
laugh.
Man.
Yesterday, she fucking made me laugh so fucking much, too. I was like, look, this is second to that slow as fuck comment. You're fucking funny as fuck. But she's not even trying. That's just her fucking thing. Whatever. So she was like, what contest in hell did I fucking win to deserve you? I was like,
God.
That's fucked up.
That is terrible.
That's fucked up. Don't ever fucking listen to Ask the Fellas anymore. Because we talk about you all the time.
Right. So I think maybe arm candy would have been more appropriate.
Arm candy, okay.
Yeah, so just, that, you know, somebody, just a filler, man. Like,
okay. So she wouldn't have objected to that too much, right?
Yeah, because I guess trophy insinuates more like you hit the lottery or something.
Yeah, no, like she didn't win shit.
Yeah, but all right. So for clarification, Miss Jericho, that's what I meant. Arm candy, not trophy husband.
Right.
She said, what kind of contest did I win?
Hey everyone, this is Noemi, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Jericho.
Yo.
Did you watch the eclipse?
No, bro. That fucks up your eyes.
Really?
Yes.
God damn. No wonder I've been having trouble. No, I stayed indoors, man. I didn't even come out.
Really?
Yeah. But you know what was tripping me out, man? I really had a come to Jesus moment where I was just like, dude, do I not have a heart?
What do you mean?
Because I was watching TV, man, and there was people sobbing. There was people being all emotional. Oh, my God, this is so fucking beautiful.
Watching the eclipse?
Watching the eclipse, fucking crying, bro. Like, even the newscasters that were, like, reporting, and they're, like, getting choked up and shit. Like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
What the fuck does it mean to them?
Right. And to me, I didn't understand it. And so I had a come to Jesus moment where I was just like, man, am I a fucking dick? Like, do I not have a heart? Like, am I missing something? Because I don't feel anything for this eclipse.
No, I mean, it doesn't mean, I mean, okay. Astronomically, it's an anomaly, right?
Right,
like,
right,
things that happen maybe once every fucking 10 years or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
Other than that, it means nothing. It does nothing.
Exactly. And so I didn't know, man. So my question to you is, did you cry? Did you cry?
I mean,
I shed a tear. Like, no.
No, I mean, like, okay. So I was not looking forward to the eclipse because I didn't want retinal damage on my fucking eye.
Right, right.
So I didn't look up. I didn't do anything for it. I just kind of went about my day. I was driving at the time.
Oh, you didn't leave the house.
Yeah, and it didn't get dark here in LA.
Right.
It was more like in the Texas area.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a non-event for me.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're an asshole, just like me, man. I couldn't believe it, Jericho. Yeah, I was just like, man, like, I go, of all the events that it's okay to cry at, this ain't one. This ain't one. Like, why are you crying at a fucking eclipse viewing? Yeah, nah, fuck that, man.
You know, I don't know if you remember, bro, but we had a skit. Way back when we started this show, when we had Danny Boy.
There was an eclipse episode.
Yes. This was like 7 years ago or something.
Right.
Should we play this so we can, like, you know, like, do the eclipse thing?
Yeah, I'm down. throw that shit. I'm sure it was fucking terrible. Cause, yo, you know what? Like, man, thinking back, bro, like, Shomar and I were fucking terrible. Terrible. I think back then, because we used to do some skits, right? We used to do skits, and Danny Boy was all about it, bro. Like, he would write up scripts for us, and all right, Shomar, so you're gonna say this, and Mick, you're gonna say this, and we'd be like, all right, cool. Like, Shomar and I, you could hold a fucking shotgun to our head, and we would be terrible actors. Like, we couldn't, it was like we were reading off of this shit.
But, you know, if you think about it, right, there's these, like, what do you call them? Like, comedy troupes.
Mm-hmm.
That they're groups of, like, comedians or, right, like, groups of actors that get together and they carry themselves and they create either shows, they create movies, like the Super Trooper guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they've created shows and movies. And they're always including themselves in those shows.
Right.
And we could have done that if we would have just kept Danny along.
Right, right, right.
Because Danny would have wrote our shit and we would have fucking
we would have just acted it out. And then I think we would have been a whole lot better now. we would have been killing it right now, because back then I don't think we had we weren't comfortable yet.
No, you weren't.
We weren't comfortable yet. And
I loved it, by the way.
Yeah, like doing the little stupid skits.
I loved it.
They were funny, man, but We just weren't good at them.
I'll play it for the fucking listener.
Yeah. Please don't judge us, man. But that was in our infancy.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Yes, we are reporting live from Griffith Park Observatory as eclipse fever has hit all over the Southland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Eclipse. It's so beautiful. We love you.
Look at that crowd. They're all excited. We have a few people. Let's see what the people have to say. Sir, how did you learn about the eclipse?
Eclipse? Nah, I'm here to cut the grass. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, this is a one-in-a-lifetime eclipse when the United States finally gets to see a total eclipse. Of course, here in Los Angeles, we are only going to get to see 62%.
What is an eclipse?
An eclipse? Well, an eclipse is when the moon... You really don't know what an eclipse is?
¿Qué este pinche güero? ¿Qué está hablando? No, I don't know.
You cannot tell me that you've never seen an eclipse.
Oh, shit, it's getting dark. Oh, my eyes.
Sir, don't look at the sun. Okay, well, moving on here, because I think I hurt the man. Here, we have another gentleman here. He's here. He's actually here to see the eclipse.
Yeah, I just came to see what all the hoopla's about. I don't think that really is going to happen. I mean, they said something about an eclipse. Billy Bob?
Oh, God.
Billy Bob is tongue-tied.
Billy Bob, why are you always getting tongue-tied when there's a reporter around?
That's because she's so pretty.
He's a man. Is that even a girl?
She's got a mouth full
You're
of teeth.
A fucking mess.
Billy Bob, you got to suppress those feelings when we're out in public.
I know I try to, but sometimes, you see that pretty little thing. I don't know. I will try, Billy.
Again, Billy Bob, that is man and another man. It's an abomination. Anyway, back to this whole... hoopla and the eclipse.
Yes, please stay on top.
Are we really not supposed to look at that thing?
No, you really are not.
I think it's just Hillary's big fat ass again trying to get in and our big old Donald Trump's win.
Sir, we are not making a political statement about the eclipse. The eclipse is just...
Billy Bob, I'm starting to see spots.
Okay, well, let's just move on here to another
gentleman. I can't see you now. Where's everybody?
Interview over. Okay.
Look at this place is full of...
Well, let's move on to another gentleman here. Oh, sir, where did you get those nice glasses from?
Get them all. I went to the movie theater, IMAX 3D. They were giving it out for free, eh?
Oh, no, sir. Those aren't approved by the NASA administration. You cannot use those glasses.
Fuck NASA. They're not going to pay my bills. I'm not trying to buy no expensive eclipse glasses, eh? Especially where I got my Ruka here. That's two glasses. I ain't got no money for that. I barely have enough gas to get over here.
Sir, if you use those glasses, you will go blind.
Fuck it. I'm not going to look up, but if my Ruka looks up, hey, the worse her eyes get, the better looking I get. Huh?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense to me.
That makes perfect sense.
Well... Again, we were reporting live, and unfortunately, I think we're going to have a lot of blind people here. Back to you at the studio.
What about those people right behind you?
Oh, yes. Let me talk to them. Sir, what do you think about the eclipse?
Hey, dude. Is that an eclipse? Why is everybody looking up?
Dude, there's an eclipse coming, dude. The world is going to end, dude.
Fucking okay. A. Whoa. Whoa.
The world is gonna end, man.
Is that
the sun? That's a conspiracy, man.
Is that the sun?
Clearly too much wacky tobacco here.
Hey, this is Oso.
And Chavo.
And you're listening to Ask the Fella,
where everybody can be a fella.
Hey, Victorious.
What's up, man?
Who drives in your relationship?
Who drives?
Like the car. Who drives the car?
Oh, the car.
Yeah.
Because
listen, this is what I see, okay?
Okay.
Around here, a lot of women are driving around and there's dudes in the passenger seat. Like full grown fucking men.
Yeah.
With beards and fucking mustaches and fucking hats, and they got all tattoos and shit. But
Holy
they're in the passenger
shit.
seat. And there's a woman driving their fucking car. Like, it could be a truck. It could be an SUV. It don't matter what kind of car it is.
Okay, so in my relationship, it varies.
Oh.
It varies because based on my wife's mood, right? Like if she's in a rush to get somewhere,
mm-hmm.
if she's in a rush and I know she's in a fucking rush to get somewhere, I'm not big on like rushing. Like I like to drive how I want to drive. You know,
so you don't speed.
I don't like to speed if for what, you know.
Right.
And she'll be like, dude, like hurry up.
Wow.
You know, like and if I know it's one of those situations, I'm like, you know what, you drive.
Because you don't want to be fucking judged.
Right. Because then by the time we get to our destination, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
Right.
I am gonna be upset.
Like you know what? You want to get there fast? You do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we get a ticket,
that's your fucking ticket.
Yeah.
Out of your bank account.
Right. See, and I don't tell her that, but I'm like,
that's your mindset.
Right. And I'm just like cool. So I'll fucking sit. I'll scroll through social media while she's driving. Like, I'll be all right.
You should sit in the back seat.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like, fuck it. I'll sit in the back.
Yeah, sometimes for fun, man, I'll be a backseat driver kind of thing. Like,
no.
Just like if I'm like in that, if I'm in that pettiness.
What do you tell her?
I'll just be like, dude, watch out.
No, that's fucked up.
What are you doing? You almost hit that car.
Don't tell her that.
And even though she's an excellent driver, by the way, she's way better than I am. But you know what I'll do? Like certain shit just to piss her off. But for the most part, if I... Like, I already know. Like, if it's, like, one of those situations where it's like, no, she wants to get there, like, fast and whatever, go ahead and drive. But if it's a regular situation, I'm always driving.
All right. So you're going far, though. Let's say you're going an hour away. Who's driving?
Going an hour away. So her family lives in Ventura County.
Sure.
We always split. I drive there.
Uh-huh.
She'll drive back.
Because you're tired? Or?
No. She's just... That's just the way we've always done it.
Okay, so you like, share the responsibility.
Yeah, of like, you all know right. what, like.
But you're never worried that, you know, there's no danger. She's better driver than you.
She's a better driver than me. Okay. I have no complaints.
Wow.
I have no complaints. She's I think I'm a little more distractible than her.
So you're not even scared, like when you're in the car.
No.
You don't just like have your eyes wide open like what the fuck she doing like have that
she's
moment.
She's an excellent driver.
Wow. Okay.
She's an excellent driver, so I'm more confident when she's driving.
Wow. see this is different from my side, bro. Like my wife, like when she's like the passenger in the car, like she has that, like I can see, like my peripheral vision is excellent, bro.
Okay.
I can see probably behind me.
Nice.
Like, that's how much I can see, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm driving and there's a car maybe like 50 yards in front of me and they slow down, my wife hand goes up like stop. Like kind of like, you know, using the force.
Right, right.
Like Star Wars.
So she's trying to stop for you.
Yes. And I'm like, the fuck? Like,
what are you stopping?
And she kind of like jars something inside of me. I'm like, what am I not seeing?
Like, what happened?
Yeah, like, and she does that a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, don't do that. Like, sometimes I fuck with her, right? Yeah. Like, I'll, like, if she, her hand goes up and there's like a car that's 50 yards in front that's stopping,
right?
Like, I'll fucking jam on the brakes hard, bro.
No.
And I was like, what? And she knows I'm fucking with her.
Yeah.
But that's like something that I developed, like try to stop her from doing that.
Right.
It doesn't work.
No, of course not.
No. It's just her natural reaction to try to get me to stop, right? Because she thinks that, like, hey, maybe you can't see what I'm seeing or whatever.
Right.
But when she gets in the driver's seat, bro, like my asshole gets so tight. She drives like a fucking maniac, bro.
Yeah.
It's insane, man. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, dude, you think I'm fucking a bad driver? You're a fucking bad driver. But, like, she drives safely. Is just fast. She's just a fast driver.
And see, and that's what happens a lot when you drive by yourself, you know?
Yeah.
When you drive by yourself, you drive how you drive, you know what I mean? And so, like, sometimes, like, my wife will be like, like, when we make the far drive sometimes, like, I'll swear she's asleep. And all of a sudden she's like, did you not see that? And I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? I thought you were asleep. Yeah, no, it's just funny shit, man. But no, man, she's an excellent driver. When she drives, I'm like,
you're more
I feel comfortable, like not even having to look at the road. No. Like I'm scrolling through my phone.
No,
she's not a hard breaker. For me, since I drive a lot, by myself, you know, for work and stuff, sometimes I'll lane change a lot or I'll kind of do my own thing, you know? And
oh man, I'm the opposite, bro. Like I'll stay behind a fucking big ass truck just because I feel comfortable. I'm like, this fucking truck's not going to brake hard. They're just going to go with the flow.
Just go.
And I'm going to be fine. Right.
Yeah.
My wife's like, get the fuck out of this lane. This fucking truck is slow. I'm like, yo, do you want me to be safe or do you want me to, you know? And she's like, no, this is a slow lane. Get the fuck out of this lane. And I'm like, okay, do you want me to go fast or do you want me to just be careful?
She's got the force, bro.
Yeah, I know.
She's
got
the force. She's like, I got you.
Yeah. Shh. But listen, okay, so like our cars, I think I told you guys this like maybe 2 weeks ago or something. Our cars have this app, and it rates us.
Oh, yeah.
How our driving is.
Right.
And I brought this up in our relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, listen, the app says you're a horrible driver. Dude, this brought up a huge fight in our relationship. She was pissed.
Hey, she needs to take it up with the app.
Right? Not me. I ain't saying this. The app is saying you're 54%, woman. And then when I let her borrow my car that one time, right, my shit went from like 34 miles per gallon to like 22 or 21. And I was like, you're a horrible driver. She's like, fuck you, motherfucker. What contest in hell did I fucking win? And it was like, dude. So, like, yeah, it's one of those
things.
That's
funny. Do you play the game with the miles per gallon?
I do.
Yeah, I try to do that shit,
you know what?
Too.
That's an old man thing of mine, right? Because I used to be like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck miles per gallon.
He's saying 14 miles per gallon.
Fuck it, right? The lower the better. It's kind of like a golf score, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not a sport. I pissed off also. Also, I'm sorry. It is a sport. It's just I like having fun. The lower the better was when I was younger. But now it's like, fuck, dude. If I can get that shit to 40 miles a gallon.
God, that's sweet.
It's like the best feeling in the world, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, my little fucking car can go, like, maybe, like, if I go on a far trip, it can go 45 miles per gallon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But nice. You got to keep that shit on eco,
The eco mode,
and it got to be, like, 65 to 70 miles an hour. Yeah. It got to be, like, on that constant fucking flow.
Right.
But, like, on my day-to-day, I think I keep it, like, about 30, 31.
Nice. That's still pretty good, man.
It's all right, yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I do that shit with, like, my rental cars and stuff, like, for work, sometimes when I have to drive far. I'll get a rental car, and they're like, oh, Mr. Mick, like we can upgrade you. I'm like, I don't want the fucking upgrade. I'm like, give me the compact. And they're like, sir, you're like 6'3", right? I go, I don't care. I go, I'm the only one that's gonna be in the car. Give me the fucking compact. I go, I want to get the best fucking mileage out of the car. You know, it's crazy. Yeah, you know I mean, because I like to play the game too.
Right.
I like to play the game, and I like to make some money on the side because I get paid mileage.
Yeah.
So if I play it right, you know what I mean? I can easily make 40, 50 bucks.
Easy.
You know what I mean? If
that shit adds up, bro.
Yeah, because if they give me the SUVs that they want to give me, it's going to eat up all my profit.
Right.
Yeah, eat up all my profit. I go, boof, like, I go put me in the clown car. Like I'm down. I don't care.
Wow, man. You know how to play the game, bro.
Yeah, well, you got to, man. You got to. But, yeah, that's definitely an old man game.
Yeah. But you know what? The kids, fortunately for us, our listenership is about our age.
Right.
But we got some kids. They need to understand this game.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later it catches up with you. Like, you'll make the amount of money that you want to make, and then it just caps. Like, right. You ain't making more, motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, you want to save that money because right. You ain't seeing more of that.
Yeah, and gas ain't cheap.
Gas is getting more expensive, bro.
Right, gas ain't cheap, man. But I think for us, it's kind of a little bit of a trophy, I think. Right? It's like a game.
Yeah, it's a game. Hell yeah, man.
It's
like
hell yeah. Man, I'm averaging 40 miles per gallon. You're like, you old motherfucker.
It's your boy Ernesto Grubzilla from Flashback with the homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas Show.
All right. Victorious.
We out of here?
We got to go, bro.
Yeah, man, I think we've been here, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, I think so, man.
About 2 hours, man.
My voice is going.
Oh, man, good fucking time, man. You know what, Derek? I didn't have a lot of hope in us, man.
I didn't either. I'll be honest.
And even bitch ass also was like, you know what, I'm gonna be honest, I probably won't listen.
Wow.
I go, you're such a fucking asshole.
What an asshole, man. I just saw him this morning, by the way. We went golf. We hit the range.
Oh, nice.
And we went golfing. I told him that golf is not a sport, but he was adamant that it was. And I think he was just kind of judging me by, or he was evaluating my ability to play the golf game, right?
Yeah.
Because we have a golf game coming up.
Right.
It's a 2-on-2.
2-on-2.
And he says that you're the worst golfer.
Yeah, I won't. He's gonna have to carry me like a backpack, bro. He's going to have to carry me like a fucking backpack.
Because he's really good, by the way.
Yeah. He does. He's an avid golfer.
Yeah. So, like, somehow, like, he thought I was going to be terrible. And I think he realized, I'm like, oh, you know what? He was bad.
That motherfucker was scouting his competition. He's bad.
He's smart. He's smart. He's devious. That fucking also thing is not a fucking joke, bro.
Nah.
Like those questions?
Nah, not at all.
Not a joke.
He's like, yeah, this motherfucker will fuck his sister. I know what kind of person he is. Stupid also, man. Oh, man, but fucking fun show, man. I had a really good time, Jericho, man. I'm glad we decided to fucking record, regardless if Barlos is on his gay cruise or not.
No, he's not on the gay cruise.
Well, he's no longer on the gay cruise, no. But he's tending to his asshole, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know what he's doing.
No, he's not. He's not doing that, bro. But you know what? Can I ask you, was this beer, did it make you a little racist?
You know what? I held in a lot of racist comments.
Did you really?
I did.
All right, good.
Man, it's still, I think the beer still holds up.
Dude.
It holds up.
You know, this one that I drank, which was, the Alpine Beer Company, it's called the Nelson.
Yeah.
It made my voice go away. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah. No, it's getting a little.
It's getting hoarse, man.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those, like, what happens when your voice gets hoarse?
I don't know. That means you suck a lot of dick.
I think that's what it meant.
This is the dick beer.
So I'll never drink this when I go out because it's one of those things where people think you suck the dick.
Say, what's wrong with this dude?
This motherfucker must have sucked a dick. A big one.
Oh, man. Yeah, but thank you guys for listening, man. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show as much as we did. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doop.
And this week, I would want to recommend this little movie. It's an old movie. It's a Denzel Washington movie, by the way.
Ooh.
And it's called The Little Things. And it's a movie that probably didn't get a lot of exposure, a lot of marketing. But I really liked it, man. It's one of those movies that makes you think a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me just ask you real quick.
If
one of your friends did something that was really fucked up, right? Would you help them cover up a murder?
Absolutely not.
What? Why not?
Wait, I think the level of involvement would be like if he were to be like, hey, well, can you help me carry the body?
Oh, no.
Nah,
yes.
I would be like, no.
What?
I wouldn't help.
What are you talking about?
But if he just needs like.
What if nobody's around, though?
I'd be like, hey, you gotta go to Home Depot, bro. Get one of those get one of those homies over there.
Wow.
It's just, man, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to be involved to that extent. Like, if you're seeking advice of like, oh, maybe you can do this, maybe you can do that, this is what I did, I'm game. But if it's like, bro, like, help me put him in the car, help me go dig a ditch, like, I'm not going to do it.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Let's say it's me, bro.
Yeah.
Let's say I ask you. Like, it just happened. And you walk up on me fucking, you know, hitting someone with a fucking, whatever, fucking a weight. And I hit him across the head. And he fucking just he just dies right in front of you.
Right.
Would you just walk away like, not my fucking business?
Oh, at that point, that's different.
Right.
That's different if you're like, hey, like, help me drag his ass over here. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I would help at that point. But if, like, say you bring a dead body to my house or something and it's like, hey, like, help me do this, help me do. I would be like, man, I don't think I want to get involved. It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. I know.
It's a tough one.
But I'm your brother, bro. I need your help.
Man.
And you got family. You got two daughters.
I'm in my same situation.
Yes.
I'd be like, Jericho, go find another friend.
Damn, McCorris.
Yeah, especially with that, man. I couldn't risk it. I couldn't risk it. I would send you to Barlow's.
Wow.
No. Oh, no, but Barlow's has a daughter.
He has a daughter.
Like, I'd send you to Showmore. I'd be like, go with Showmore.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know if Showmore will help either.
Well, but you have to catch Showmore before 8 p.m. You know that motherfucker go to sleep early.
It's one of those movies that really makes you question who you are and what would you do for people?
Right.
So I think if you want to watch a movie like this, it's slow building, but it really gets to that dramatic point where it makes you question who you are.
Right.
So I say you watch this movie.
Okay. But what is it called again?
It's called The Little Thing.
The Little Thing.
And it's by Denzel Washington. It was like, I don't know, 2017 or something.
Okay.
So check it out. I think you'll like it. And with that, make sure you rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect our... Wait, our behind-man?
No,
your behind-man.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have... What a wonderful... Number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.